For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Legislation that would nullify federal gun control laws in Missouri has received first-round approval from the state Senate. The bill would also charge federal officers who try to enforce gun restrictions with a misdemeanor, punishable by a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. However, two attempts were made to add language that would have shielded state and local law officers from jail and fines if they assisted the feds in enforcing federal gun laws. GOP Senator Brian Nieves, the bill's sponsor, condemned the language.
In essence, what this is doing is completely reversing everything in the bill that we're debating. And so this nullifies the nullification of the nullification bill. This is probably the worst possible amendment that we could look at.
Both attempts to exempt state and local officers from penalties for enforcing federal gun laws failed. Other amendments were approved, including one that would allow school districts to have security staff armed with pepper spray instead of firearms. The bill needs one more vote by the full Senate before moving to the Missouri House. The University of Missouri will open a documentary journalism program in late 2015 with a donation from the creator of MTV's The Real World. Tuesday, members of the university's faculty announced the Missouri School of Journalism received a $6.7 million gift from Mizzou Journalism School graduate and chairman at Bunim Murray Productions, Jonathan Murray, to create a documentary program in the university. Dean of the MU Journalism School, Dean Mills, says the donation will go a long way.
His extraordinary gift makes it possible to endow a whole program, a model for the kind of external support that we're going to need to maintain and advance this great university and other great universities.
Murray has been the executive producer of many reality television shows, but also has a great interest in documentaries and has funded three films in recent years. Chair of the Broadcast Journalism Department, Kent Collins, expects the documentary program to be running by August of 2015. A Missouri Senate committee has endorsed a constitutional amendment that would protect legislative oversight of proposed rules and regulations. Oversight of state agency proposals already exists under current law, but the measure adopted by the Rules Committee Tuesday would place that procedure in the Missouri Constitution. Lawmakers can reject proposed executive department regulations by passing a resolution that is also signed by the governor. The proposed amendment would take the governor out of the process, but require the legislature to block a regulation by a 3/5 vote. Action on the measure comes as lawmakers are considering whether to block a proposed Agriculture Department rule to allow gas stations to sell fuel with a higher ethanol blend. The amendment would also need to be approved by Missouri voters in November. Missouri House members have endorsed the creation of a government database to track people's prescription drug purchases. Lawmakers for years have debated the idea, and Missouri now is the only state without legislation to create the database. Sponsoring House member Kevin Engler says setting up a database can help prevent overdose deaths. One opponent voiced concerns about the potential for data breaches and government overreach. Under the proposal, pharmacies would submit the identity of patients receiving medicine, as well as the drug's quantity, the date, and other details. Data could be given to doctors and law officers who have subpoenas. House members endorsed the legislation by voice vote Tuesday. It needs a second affirmative vote before moving to the state Senate. Debate has begun in the Missouri Senate on this year's attempt to cut the state's income tax rate. Republican Will Krause of Lee's Summit has sponsored a bill to reduce the individual income tax rate from 6% to 5% and to phase in a tax deduction on an individual's business income of 50%. Krause debated the potential effects of the bill with Democrat Paul Lavoda of Independence on the Senate floor Tuesday.
I believe that would improve the growth of our state by growing our economy, and that would improve our GDP. Can I tell you how much? No.
I mean, that's the problem, Senator. That's the crux of the problem. There's a group of people who say that this type of tax cut will harm our services.
The bill was set aside after about 90 minutes of debate, and a spokesperson indicated that they may spend more than a week on it before pushing for first-round approval. A similar tax cut bill in the House has already passed through two committees and is currently awaiting floor debate. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed last year's attempt at cutting Missouri's tax rate and has spoken out against this year's attempts as well, saying it would gut education funding. A long-range plan that transportation officials admit they can't afford was adopted Tuesday by the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission. The 20-year plan includes public input on what kind of transportation system residents want for the Show Me State, and it contains more than $70 billion worth of suggestions. Joe Carmichael chairs the commission. He says Missourians want four primary things: a transportation system that will get them to work on time and to school safely, to know that they're safe while traveling through Missouri, a transportation system that promotes economic growth, and options when deciding how to travel.
We can manage those four things if we get some additional funding. Whether we would get enough funding to do everything they want, I don't think that's really going to happen. But we need to be moving in the direction the public wants us to move in.
The long-range plan does contain some actual projects, but they mostly address maintenance, economic, and safety issues. Lawmakers are again proposing a constitutional amendment to create a temporary 1 cent transportation sales tax, which Carmichael says won't solve the entire funding problem, but would definitely help. A similar proposal died in the state Senate last year. Legislation requiring health insurance navigators to take an exam and undergo a background check is advancing in the state legislature. Senators also voted Tuesday to move forward with a measure that would let people collect up to $50,000 in a lawsuit if a navigator unlawfully releases personal information about a client. Navigators help consumers sign up for health plans on the exchange marketplace. Republican supporters said the bills would protect Missourians from fraud. Democrats said the legislation would create barriers for people trying to buy health care on the exchange. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestari.